Every once in a while, not very often, we have to do some family business because this is when we've got everybody together, and then we're going to continue to lift high the name of Jesus and teach the Word of God and all that good stuff. I was a sophomore in college and prayed a prayer late one night after a time of repentance and restoration and a prodigal experience with my Heavenly Father, and I said, "This thing, Jesus, in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And what I told God last night, best any of us ever know how, is hands off the steering wheel of my life. Now, guys, I'm naturally an ambitious person, a driven person. And I said, "Lord, if you really are who this book says you are, I give you full control. Do whatever you want." Stacy and I were starting to date at the time, and in one spring break, I've actually still got the Bible where we wrote it down. We prayed together on a mountain in Colorado, and we said, "Lord, we give our relationship to you. You be the boss of us." We have re-ratified that covenant with him a couple of times since. Just said, "Now, Lord, we're still in. We're all in. Do whatever you want with us." About 13 years ago, ravenous hunger for God brought us to Bridgeway Church, not to an organization or to a building, but to a group of people that were then and are today really hungry for more of him. We found ourselves in a living room with people who were really believing that an Acts 2 lifestyle was possible and that God was so real it required everything. About 3 years later, obedience to Jesus led us to become a staff person, and then shortly thereafter, the senior pastor at Bridgeway. Today, it's obedience to Jesus that I want you to know that I'm not going to be the senior pastor here anymore, which really means that Stacy and I and the kids aren't going to serve this community in that role anymore. I'd say about 2 years ago, if you look back, we began to sense the Lord doing something new with us, and as we always do, we want to interpret what that is that he's doing. Now, I don't know about you, but Stacy and I always interpret that to be an acceleration of what we're already doing. This is not necessarily everyone's pattern, but it's been the Lord's pattern with us, that just when we think we've got figured out what he's doing with us, he asks us to take some radical step of obedience that changes the course of our lives. A couple of weeks ago on vacation in Colorado, Stacy and I, just through lots of prayer and discussion, said, "You know what? Our season as the senior pastor at Bridgeway has come to an end." Didn't get fired or frustrated or discouraged or anything else. The enemy didn't want to take us out. Just God's telling us it's time for us to do a new thing, which means that he's got something fresh for us. And he's got something fresh for the church. And we just began to get a tremendous peace. Paul talks about how the peace of Christ rules in your heart where it just doesn't feel hard or weird. So we processed that on vacation, and then we began to process it as a family. And you guys got to understand, my kids are 10 and 12. Daddy's a pastor, and Daddy's the pastor at Bridgeway, is the only thing they've ever known for life. So for them to be able to process this and say, "You know what, man, we're in full-time ministry. We were before we ever got paid for it. We will be for the rest of our lives." For the kids to know, this is our lifestyle, regardless of who pays Daddy's paycheck. This is our lifestyle, to love people, to have people in our home, to lift high the name of Jesus in the way that we live, and that we trust God. We've just found him to be faithful. Yeah? Now, young people, I want to say something to you. Don't quit your job before you have another one. Wisdom says that's a bad idea. But I'm here this morning to say, in some small part, do as I say, not as I do. We sense that because out of a step of just kind of radical obedience to the Lord, that we've turned in our resignation, not knowing what is next for us. We have a couple of desires, but God gets to do whatever he wants with these. But our desire is to stay in Oklahoma City. And our desire is to stay a part of Bridgeway Church. This is our community. It was before we worked here, and we hope that it will be when we're no longer on staff. For those of you who aren't a part of our community, that may seem weird to you. Maybe you've only known pastors who just go from one church to another, but we've got kind of a long track record here of people who have been on staff, who transition off staff, and continue to live and love and participate in this community. And so it's our heart to follow in those footsteps. I want to say one last thing, and it's this. It is a miracle of the Lord Jesus and just his grace and power for a senior pastor to be able to say, "You know what? It's been almost 9 years that we've served in this capacity in this community. We love Jesus more today. We love this church more today. We love the church, capital C, more today than we did last year, much more than we did 9 years ago. We still believe that we live in the most exciting time in the whole 2,000-year history of the church, and that we will see God do things in this generation that we've just only dreamed of, not only in the church, capital C, but even here in and through Bridgeway. My kids love the church. They love what it means to be a leader in the church. And a lot of pastors' kids haven't had the kind of experience that you guys have given us. Last thing, many of you will say, I wish Lance and Stacy had told us this before this morning because we're so close to them. We wish we'd have known first. And let me say, you're right, and we apologize. But one of the incredible things is, honestly, if we began to think down the list of people in this room that we feel so close to that we would have liked to have let you know this before today, it'd be overwhelming. It'd just be too much to do. That's awesome, you know? So we love you. We're not going anywhere. We've committed to the elders plenty of long transition to love this church well, to continue to communicate clearly, to help the transition to new senior leadership. So we're in. We're not going anywhere. Pray for us that the Lord reveals to us what the next thing that he has for us. But like I say, he's faithful, and we love him, and we love you.